Welcome to everybody. We need everybody to really concentrate today because it's a deeper Torah. Rabbi Nezal quotes from the Arizal, from Sifrei Kabbalah, and we'll learn some very, very valuable information about Hamtoka Sadinim, about sweetening judgments, harsh judgments, eliminating suffering, pain of any type. So now we begin Torah Mem Aleph in Likutei Moran. Rabbi Nezal begins. Rikudin. Rikudin means dancing. He's going to speak, Rabbi Nezal in this chapter is going to speak basically about three major ways that a person can eliminate harsh judgments from heaven. One is through dancing. When a person is dancing in a simcha of Kedusha, a person is dancing on Shabbos, on Yontif, at a wedding, and it's kosher dancing. In today's shiur, we don't have video. We're trying something different a little bit to try to improve the audio in a very big way. So please bear with us. So one of the methods is dancing. The second method is drinking wine. Drinking wine, again, in a kosher way, and we'll speak about that. Drinking wine at a simcha of Kedusha, Shabbos, Yontif, wedding, and in a limited manner, in a manner that only expands a person's consciousness, not where it dulls the brain in any way. And the third example of Hamtoka Sadinim is when one gives a Pidyoy Nefesh to a Tzaddik. Pidyoy Nefesh means a person gives an amount of money to Tzedakah, charity, and they give it to a Tzaddik or an agent of a Tzaddik, so that the tzaddik will take that money and by his taking the money be able to affect hamtoka sadinim, again, a sweetening of any harsh judgment, eliminating of any illness or any major problem that the person who's giving the money has. Okay, so these are the three things we're going to address in the Torah. Let's begin. Rikudin, dancing. Hinei isa be'etz chayim, daf chof be'ez. We find in the Arizal Sefer Eitz Chaim, Habirkayim, Hainu Horaglin, Heim Netzach Hoid, Veheim Ho'oikvim. Rabbi Nezal begins with the word Birkayim. Birkayim literally means knees, the knees. But Rabbi Nezal says, Hainu Horaglin. We're referring here to the legs. Heim Netzach Hoid. In Sifrei Kabbalah, the legs are usually referred to as Netzach and Hoid, the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid. Veheim oikvin, and they include also the heel of the foot. It goes, we're talking about from the knee down to the heel. Ve'ekev gematria shtei pa'omim elikim. We know that the word okev, which means the heel of the foot, the word okev equals 172, which is 2 times Elikim, 2 times 86, Shehem Dinim. We know that Hashem's name Elikim represents judgment. Elikim means a judge. In fact, in Parshas Mishpatim, Sheyesh Shom Achizo Lachitzoinim Kayodua. And the klipois, the external forces, which are the klipois, the forces of Tumah, they are able to attach themselves over there by the legs. Because of the fact that the legs are the lowest parts of the body, they're the ones that are closest to the ground. Therefore, the klipos, the forces of Tumah, can most easily attach themselves there. Whereas higher up on the body, when it comes to the hands, or especially when it comes to the brain, those parts are so high up that it's much more difficult for the klipos, for the forces of Tumah, to attach themselves there. There's a very important pasuk, Ragleho Yordois Mavis. Her feet go down to death. And that pasuk is used in the Sifrei Kabbalah to emphasize this point, that the feet, the legs, are the ones which can be pulled down. They can be dragged down by the Sitrachra, by the forces of Tumah, they can be pulled down. And that's where the forces of Tumah attach themselves. This is one of the reasons why it's so important for a Jew to wear shoes or slippers, not to walk barefoot at all. And also this is tied into the fact that when Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Hashem issued curses, and some of those curses went to the ground. So the ground, the earth represents, the floor represents the klipos, the forces of tumah, where there's dirt and rodents and everything, and we want to protect the feet from that by wearing coverings on the feet. That's why the Gemara goes so far as to say that a person should sell anything they have and buy shoes for their feet. Again, to protect the lower part of the legs, which are most vulnerable to these chitzonim, to these klipos. Now Rabbi Nazal says, v'hapu'ula lahavriach hachitzonim isham. What action can a person take to chase away these klipos, these forces of tumah, from the legs? The answer is, sheyamshich letoich habirkayim hagvurois mishoyresh habina. The person has to do something in order to be able to draw from the top, from the highest source, from where Gvura receives its light, which is the sphere of Bina. We've spoken about this in the past. When we talk about the Keser, the crown of Hashem, there is no concept of right and left. There's only oneness. When we drop down to the next level below the Keser, we have Chachma and Bina. Chachma is known to be the beginning, the origin of the right side, the side of Chesed. Bina, even though Bina itself is not actually Midas Hadin in any way, it's not judgment, but it's the source, it's the beginning of the left, a concept of a left side, and therefore the Midas HaGvura draws from there. There's actually a pasuk, I believe, in Mishlei, Ani Bina Li Gvura. I am Bina, to me is Gvura. Gvura draws from me. So Rabbein Azal says that in order to chase away the klipos, a person has to see to it to draw gvurois from the root of Bina, from the highest, highest, holiest place where the left side begins. Ukishemamshech shoyresh hagvurois mi Bina. And when a person draws these gvurois from the highest place, from Bina, oz hachitzoinim borchim isham, then these forces, these klipos, these forces of tumah, run away. They're afraid of that the light is too bright for them to challenge in any way. And once the person gets rid of these klipos are no longer able to attach themselves or to attack his legs in any way, v'hu loikeach ha-bechoira v'ha-brocha, then this person can take the birthright and the bracha. Sheze bechinas birkayim. That's also what's symbolized in the word birkayim. Birkayim means knees, and the word birkayim is the same root. The beis reish chaf is the same root as bracha and bechoira, which are all on the side of kind of goodness. The shoresh habechoirois nikro yayin. The source of bechoira is, the root of bechoira is wine. Vze yayin hamisameach. And this is referring to holy wine, wine of simcha. Now, again, bear with me for those that can understand this, each person on their level. And if not, your neshama understands this, hopefully. Yayin, when the Gemara speaks about yayin, the Gemara says yayin is brain food, in a sense. That wine, when wine is drunk properly, it expands the person's consciousness. It gives the person the ability to think bigger and to think deeper. The Gemara says, Nichnas yayin yotza soid, that when wine enters into the person, secrets come out. That can be taken in a negative way. It can also be taken in a positive way. It brings out deep levels of Torah. We know, for example, that all items of holiness, Shabbos, Yontif, a wedding, a bris, there's always the Boirei Pri HaGefen. And on Shabbos, when we receive an Neshama Yisera, an additional soul, which means a higher level connection to Hashem, we bring that in. We bring that by making Kiddush on wine. The wine is going to expand our brain to be able to receive that higher level light of the Neshama Yisera. Okay, so that's this Yayin HaMisameach. So far we've spoken about two things. Rabbeinu Zal started speaking about the word Rikudin, and he's going to come back to that. When a person dances, they're picking up their legs. They're lifting up their legs. That lifting up their legs symbolizes that I'm taking my legs up, above, out of the reach, out of the grasp of the tumah, the klipos, and everything, and elevating them to be able to receive holiness, to be able to receive the bechorah and the bracha. And now Rabbeinu Zal also touched on the wine here, Yayin HaMisameach, because when a person drinks wine properly, again, that simcha, that joy expresses itself in the person wanting to dance and clap. And we know that when Yaakov Avinu went to get the bracha from Yitzchak Avinu, he said to him, Yitzchak Avinu said, bring me wine. And this is why the Torah writes about Yaakov Avinu, Kishero Shehu Bechinas Birkayim B'mokim Din. When Yaakov Avinu saw that he was an aspect of these Birkayim, the legs, which is in a place of Din, a place where judgment, the Midas Hadin, can easily get to, Kishtei Pa'omim Elokim Im Eser Oisiois Gematria Yaakov. We saw before, earlier, that the word Ekev was Bigematria two times Elokim. Now the name of Hashem Elokim has five letters. Rabbeinu Zal tells us now that the word Yaakov is Ekev plus the letter Yud, and the Yud stands for the 10 letters in the two Elokims. Each name Elokim is 5 letters. 2 times Elokim is 10 letters. So when Yaakov Avinu saw that he himself was an aspect of these Birkayim, these two Elokims, Azai Himshich Shoyresh Hagvurois, then he drew upon himself from the source of Gvura, Bechinas Yayin HaMisameach, this wine that brings joy and happiness. Now, I'm sorry, we forgot to mention something. There's a pasuk, V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine brings happiness and joy to the heart of a person. The heart is always referred to as bina. There are many psukim in Tanakh where it associates the heart. It says, ulevavo yovin Visho Verofaloi. There's another pasuk, Lev Mavin. So the heart symbolizes Bina. So when we talk about wine bringing joy, the wine brings joy to the heart, meaning the wine activates that sphere of Bina. We're reaching up to that place of Bina. And we said before, when we're able to reach up to there and draw light from there, that's so high a level of light and so powerful a light that the klipos run away from that. So Rabbeinu Zal says now, when Yaakov Avinu saw that he is this concept of Ekev, the Birkayim, this Midas Hadin, then he drew the Shoyresh HaGvurois, this Yayin HaMisameach, Kemo Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Vayovoi Lo Yayin Vayesht, that he brought wine to Yitzchak Avinu, and Yitzchak Avinu drank from that wine. And then, Shoyresh Shel HaBracha, meaning that Yaakov Avinu drew from the source of Bracha, which is this Bina. He drew from this Yayin HaMisameach in order to sweeten the Dinim. We know that Yitzchak Avinu represents Din. Yaakov Avinu is known as the Ish HaChesed. Yitzchak Avinu is known as Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad means fear or Din. By Yitzchak Avinu drinking this wine, Bigdusha, this Yayin that's associated with Bina, this sweetened the din. And this was able to bring forth Bracha and Bechoira, for Yaakov Avinu. Now Rabbeinu Zal concludes Nimtza, we conclude therefore that al yedei rikudin, that by a Jew dancing in a simcha of kedusha, Shabbos, Yontif, a kosher wedding, sheshoise yayin hamesameach, whereby the Jew drinks wine, kosher wine, holy wine, and the right amount of wine, which brings the person to joy and happiness, sheheim shoyresh hagvuroi shebebina, which is the root of the midah of gvura, which is rooted in bina, v'nimshachin lemato besoy choraglin, and he pulls that down, into his feet. How do we see that he brought it down to his feet? Hainu shemarakeid, he starts dancing. The simcha, he explodes. The simcha explodes inside of him so that he can't contain himself. He gets up out of the chair, he wants to dance. There's a pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal doesn't bring it here, but in other places he brings it. Liboy nosa es raglov, his heart lifted up his feet. When a person gets happy, really happy, that happiness expresses itself in picking the person's feet up, wanting to dance. Boze megareish hachitzoinim mishom. Through this, the person chases away any klipos, any midas hadin, any forces of tuma from the legs. Vezois hislahavus shel arikid. And this is the excitement and the fire of a dance, of a holy dance. Vehu ishe reach nichoyach lashem. This is like a korban, just like when a Jew committed a sin, when a Jew did something terrible which would bring the midas hadin, the judgment of Hashem upon him. How did he correct it when there was a Beis HaMikdash? He would bring a korban, he would bring a sacrifice to Hashem, and that sacrifice, the sweet aroma of the korban, is what was mamtik the din. Rabbeinu Zal says, when a Jew is nislahev, when a Jew turns on a fire inside of himself, this simcha, this joy and happiness, where the person gets excited enough to dance for Hashem, a dancing of holiness, that fire is a korban l'Hashem. It's a fire offering, a reach nichoyach, a sweet aroma to Hashem. Avul mi shemarakeid behislavus hayetzer, whereas chas v'shalom, a person who dances the other type of dancing, non-kosher dancing, chas v'shalom, men and women, or dancing to music that's non-kosher music, music that's not coming from a place of yirah shamayim, respect for Hashem, it's the other kind of music, chas v'shalom. We know Rabbeinu Zal spoke about this in chapter 3 in Likut Imran, where he said a person who hears song and music from a yirei elikim, that brings the person closer to Hashem. And a person who hears song or music from people who are not Yirei Elokim, it has the opposite effect, Chas V'Shalom. So now Rabbeinu Zal says, but a person who dances with his Slavus HaYetzer, where it's coming from the Yetzahara, the evil inclination, Ze Nikro Chet Shel Nodav Aviyu, this is synonymous with the sin of Nodav and Aviyu, Shekosu Bohem, where the Torah says about them, Vayakrivu Eish Zoro. They offered a foreign fire to Hashem, not a fire of Kedusha, not a fire of Karbonos, an Eish Zoro. Now Rabbeinu Zal points out another interesting association here. Nodov Avihu Heim Netzach Vohoid. Nodov and Avihu correspond to the spheroids of Netzach and Hoid. The Hislavus Shebikdusha, and when a person gets excited in holiness, Nikro Yain Hamesameach, we said that's called the wine of joy, Shal Yodoi Nimtoken Habachoiros, which is what sweetens the Midas Hadin and brings the person the concept of Bechoira and Bracha. The Eish Zora Nikro Yain Hameshakir. Whereas when a person has the wrong kind of fire, the wrong kind of excitement, an excitement of the Sitrachra, Nikro Yain Hameshakir, that's called wine that intoxicates, Hislavus Hayetzer, that's called the Hislavus of the Yetzahara. Vishom Yesh Chas Vishom Achizola Hachitzoinim. And there, the klipos are able to attach themselves to that. as it says over there by Notov and Aviyu, that they brought a korban asher loitziva oisam, which Hashem did not instruct them to bring. They were not told to bring that korban, meaning that it was going against Hashem, chas v'shalom. Okay, so here Rabbeinu Zal addressed so far the rikudin, the dancing, and the hislavus, the kedusha, that fire excitement of kedusha, and he also addressed the wine. Now Rabbeinu Zal goes into the third topic, the topic of pidyoy nefesh, which again is a very high level of tzedakah that's given specifically to one who knows how to make a pidyon, which means that by reciting certain tefillos with certain names of Hashem, this will mitigate and eliminate and sweeten any harsh judgments against the person, chas v'shalom. So now Rabbeinu Zal explains, v'zeh gam kein pidyon nefesh. What we've been speaking about till now is also tied in to the concept of pidyon nefesh, a redemption for the soul. Ki hamomoin nikra amudim, because we know that money is referred to as pillars. K'may shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Chumash Dvarim, ves hayekum asher baraglehem, and that which stood them up on their feet. And the Gemara says, zu memoinoi shelodom, that refers to a person's money, shema'amidoi al raglov, which stands him up on his feet. We say a person is down and out because he doesn't have a job, he doesn't have parnos, he doesn't have money. Person has money, he's standing tall, strong. So money is referred to as amudim. Ukishahat sadik ho'oisa hapidyoin, which is again the legs. We see here that money is associated with the legs. Ukishahat sadik ho'oisa hapidyoin maniach yodov alamomoin, when a tzaddik receives money from a person for a pidyon, he places both of his hands on that money. And Rabbeinu Zal says, Yechavein, the tzaddik is supposed to have in mind, ki yesh yad hagedoyla v'yad hachazoka v'yad haromo. Rabbeinu Zal just says, v'chulu. This topic is discussed in a few chapters in Likutei Moran, especially in chapter 180 in Likutei Moran. Rabbeinu Zal goes into a little bit more detail about this, about how this pidyon nefesh works. But for now, Rabbeinu Zal tells us here that the tzaddik is supposed to have in mind that there are three hands. V'hainu sholosh yodos, there are three hands. We know usually that there are two hands, the right and the left. The right hand is usually called yad hagedoyla. The left hand is called yad hachazoka. However, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us there's another term that's used called Yad Haroma. And in fact, we're going to have it in this week's Parsha. Parsha's Beshalach, which we just started reading Shabbos at Mincha. Uvenei Yisrael Yoitzim Beyad Roma. The Jewish people went out of Egypt Beyad Roma, with a powerful uplifted hand. So the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that there are these three Yads. Yad, the right hand, left hand, and Yad Harama, which refers to the combination of both hands. The word Yad is 14. Three times Yad is 42, which represents one of the holiest names of Hashem. It's called the Shem Mem Beis, the name of 42. Rabbeinu Zal says now, V'shem mem beis yesh boi shiva shemois. This name of Hashem, called the name of 42, actually is made up of seven names of Hashem. V'chol shem yesh boi shisha oisiois. And each name is comprised of six letters. This is actually found in the paragraph that we say in the morning in Karbonos, Ona b'choyach. It's called the Tefillah of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. That's called the Shem Mem Beis. If you take a look at it in your Sidurim, it consists of seven lines. Each line has six words. And usually in most Sidurim, on the left side of it, it'll show you the abbreviations of those letters. Meaning, for example, the first line, Ono bechoyach gedulas yemincho tatir tserura. To the left of that, you'll see Aleph Beis Gimel, Yud Tov Tzadik, showing you the first letters of those six words, and so on and so forth. This is called the Shem Mem Beis, which is one of the holiest names of Hashem. In fact, according to some opinions, when the Gemara uses the term Shem HaMefoirosh, the name of Hashem that the Kohen Gadol said on Yom Kippur in the Holy of Holies, according to some opinions, it's this name, this Shem Mem Beis. And the Sifrei Kabbalah speak quite a bit about it. So Rabbeinu Zal tells us, there is this holy name of Hashem, which consists of 42 letters, corresponding to these three hands, three times Yad. V'yechavein lahamshich elov havovin. And the tzaddik, when he takes this money into his hands, he has to have in mind to draw these vavs, these sixes, meaning these six letters that are found in each one of the seven names. To draw that, haynu hashiva shemois sheyesh b'chol echad shishois lahamshichosam l'toich hamomoyim. To draw these vavs into the money, hanikra amudim, the money which is called pillars, like legs. V'oz nikra vavei ha'amudim. And then, this money, the hands of the tzaddik that are holding the money, and the money is referred to as what we had in the Mishkan, the vavei ha'amudim, the hooks of the pillars that held up, that supported the cover of the Mishkan. Now Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, ve'elu amudim, these pillars, haynu haraglin, which are the legs. The legs are also the pillars which support the person. Haynu ikvim, which are also referred to as the heels, the lower part of the legs. Haym b'chinas din. We said before that Ekev is two times Elokim. Ki shtei pomim Elokim b'gematria Akev. Ve'yesh sham achizol achitzoinim. And those outside forces, the klipois, can attach themselves there. Ve'ein din nimtak elo b'sharoshoi. And we have a rule in Kabbalah that whenever you want to sweeten a din, you have to go up to the root of where the din originates in order to draw a light that's powerful enough, that's high enough to sweeten that din. This is a very famous quote. Ein hadin nimtak elo b'sharoshoi. V'shoiresh hadinim bebina. And we said before that the source of din, the source of gevura, is in bina. Kamei shekosuv, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, bina dinin misaran mina. That from bina come forth din. And there's an apostle we quoted before, the apostle from Mishle, ani bina li gevura. I am bina, I am the origin of gevura. The Shem Mem Beis Babina. And we know that this name of Hashem, this name of 42, this Ono B'choyach, is in Bina. It's rooted in Bina. Therefore, Nimtza, Kishemamshich Shem Mem Beis L'toich Hamudim, by being able to draw the power of this holy name, this Shem Mem Beis, into the Amudim, into the legs, into the money, which is called Amudim, by the tzaddik taking this money into his hands. The hands, we said, represented the Shem Mem Beis, because three times Yad was Mem Beis. By taking the money into the hands, he's taking this money, which represents Dinim, Gevurois, its pillars, it's the legs, and he's attaching it to Bina. Azai hadinin nimtokim b'sharoshon. Then the Midas Adin, the judgment, is mitigated, is sweetened at its source. V'zeh pirish. And with this we'll understand what it says about the Mishkan. It says, Vovei ho'amudim v'chashukeyem kesef. That the hooks of the pillars that held up the Mishkan, v'chashukeyem, and their bands, were silver. Now we know in Kabbalah, gold leans towards red. Gold leans towards the side of Gevura, red. Silver leans towards chesed. Silver is whitish. Gold is more towards reddish than silver. So silver always represents chesed, kindness. So the pasuk says here, vavei ho'amudim, by being able to draw the vavin into the amudim, v'chashukeyem kosev, pirish, al yedei chashiko, v'hischapros vavei ho'amudim, by joining the vavei with the amudim, nase kesef. This results in kesef. Kesef is silver. Kesef is chesed, kindness, meaning shenim tokim hadinim. The midas hadin is sweetened. Any questions or comments, please?
I was told by another Breslover Rav, not by you, that in Breslov, drinking wine, except on Purim, and maybe Simchas Torah is not a favorable way to go. And some people even say Kiddush on Shabbos on grape juice. But based on the first paragraph here, it seems that we should be drinking a lot of wine at every Simcha and Shabbos and Yom.
I was extremely careful when I spoke about that, when I mentioned this, to say drinking wine properly, which means a small amount. The attitude of Rabbeinu Zal, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson Zal, and all of their followers was to drink wine, but in a very measured way. We talk about Kiddush on Shabbos, a cup of wine, or if a person can handle it, you know, a two cups, something like that. But not drinking where it would take a person anywhere near drunkenness, not just drunkenness, but weakening the brain. Drinking wine only to the extent that it allows for the brain to expand, not where it puts the person to sleep or weakens the person's intellect in any way.
So it's not favored to drink grape juice for Kiddush on Shabbos. You're supposed to drink wine, but
No. I would say, I know that my rabbi, Rav Rosenfeld, drank wine. Reb Michal Zichron Avrocha, I believe also, those that were in Russia, grape juice was for girls, although there they didn't have wine, unfortunately, unless they made it themselves. In Eretz Yisrael, it's become popular among many Breslover to use grape juice. Some people use it for health issues, some people for other reasons, but there certainly is nothing wrong at all whatsoever with using wine for Kiddush. Again, as long as it doesn't harm the person's brain in any way, as long as it doesn't dull the person's senses or weaken their clarity of thought. That's the point.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Okay, let's continue. Now we're going to go a little bit deeper. Now Rabbeinu Zal continues. Eitz Chaim, Perek Yud Gimel, again, in the writings of the Arizal speaks about the fact that Shem Mem Beis Babina, that this name of Hashem, this name of 42, is associated with the Sphira of Bina. The Elu Hamem Beis Hem Shin Ayin Nohoirin Hameirin. And these 42 are the 378 lights that shine, which together, the Im Ches Chivarto, and with the 8 white hairs, Gematria Basholoim, it equals to a numerical value, the 370 plus the 8 equals the word Basholoim, which is 378, which is also Gematria Chashmal. It's the same numerical value as the word Chashmal, which refers to a very high level of light, and also the word Malbush, the same letters as the word Basholoim. Malbush, which means a garment of holiness. We know that this number of 370 is associated both with holiness and the other. Let's continue just for a moment. Shezeh ha-chashmal shoymer begodem elyoinim. This light of chashmal represents so high a level of light that it protects the heavenly garments me'ash shel klipa, from the moth. A moth is known to be like a destructive fly that eats up the garment, that makes holes in a person's garment. So the word for moth is ash, ayin shin, which is the opposite of those 370 lights. Kamay shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kabeged Yoichleim Ash. The ash eats them up like a garment. Okay, now let's go back and try to explain a little and clarify. The number 370 is used in Sifrei Kabbalah in several different ways. Number one, when we speak about the basic midos of Hashem, the 10 midos of Hashem, Keser Chochma Bina, which are referred to as a set, or sometimes they're referred to as Chochma Bina Das, and then you have the 7 lower midos, Chesed through Malchus. The upper ones are referred to as hundreds, the lower ones are referred to as tens units. So you have 300s and 7 tens units. Those are referred to as the 370 lights of holiness. That's one form of this. In another form of this, the Arizal tells us that the beard symbolizes the Rachmanis, the kindness of Hashem. We know that when the Gemara speaks about how Hashem appeared to the Jewish people on Har Sinai, the Gemara says Hashem appeared to us as a zoken mole rachmim, like an old man full of kindness. Kaviyochel, that picture of an old man with a white beard that represents kindness, mellowness. And we're told, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, that the beard has in it the 13 attributes of kindness. These 13, we're told that 8 of them appear on the cheeks, 4 and 4. The other 5 represent something differently, but 8 of them are represented by the cheeks, and they're referred to as the 8 white hairs of the face. This is a term that's used in the Sifrei Kabbalah. So now Rabbeinu Zal tells us here that the name of Hashem, the Shem Mem Beis, which consists of these 7 lines of 6 words each, this is 42. Rabbeinu Zal says that this name of Hashem is associated with these 370 lights of holiness, plus these 8 white hairs, which together are Bigematria Basholoim and Malbush and Chashmal. And Rabbeinu Zal says that therefore, if a person wants to pour wine on the Mizbeach, we know that there were libations of wine that accompanied all of the karbonis that were brought. Yemale groinom shel talmidei chachomim, should fill the throats of talmidei chachomim with wine. We know that in the throat there are 2 pipes, the food pipe and the wind pipe. Just like in the Mizbeach, there were 2 pipes, the pipe from which the wine libations was poured and the pipe through which the water was poured. And the Gemara uses this, the Sifrei Kabbalah, the Gemara uses this symbolism that just like the wine that was poured on the Mizbeach, so too a Jew who is zoiche to give wine to a Talmud Chacham, to a Tzaddik, it has the same effect as the wine libations on the Mizbeach. Now the word lenasech means to pour, and the word nesech also means a prince. A nesich means a king, a prince. Rabbeinu Zal says, "Hainu melucha u'memshala." This represents kingdom. Kemoi shekosuv, va'ani nosachti malki. I anointed my king. And Rabbeinu Zal says, "Yayin zebchinas bina." We learned earlier that wine represented bina. Again, yayin yisamach levav enosh. Wine brings joy and happiness to the heart. And the heart, we said, is bina. So wine is bina, which is shoyresh habechoyra, which is the root, the source from which the birthright and the bracha come from. Yayin hamisameach. We're talking about wine that brings joy and happiness. And again, happiness also is associated with the heart. There's a pasuk, nosato simcha belibi. You have placed happiness in my heart. So these are all bina. Wine is bina. Wine, when it's drunk in a kosher way, is bina. Simcha is bina, which is the source, the highest source of the midas hadin. Mizbeach, the mizbeach, on the other hand, the altar, Zebechinas Dinim, represents Midas Hadin, as we'll see in a moment. We'll see shortly. Talmidei Chachomim, Heim Bechinas Netzach Hoid. And we know that when we speak about Talmidei Chachomim, they represent Netzach and Hoid. There's a Pasuk, Rabbeinu Zal, will quote this later, shortly, where the Pasuk says, V'chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem, that your children are Limudei Hashem. Limudei Hashem refers to Torah scholars, and they are referred to as Bonayich, your sons. We know that the Sfirois Chesed Gvura Tiferes are called Avos. They represent Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. If Chesed Gvura Tiferes are Avos, then Netzach Hoid Yesoid are referred to as Bonim. It's one level down. That's the Talmidei Chachamim who are called these V'chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem. So now Rabbeinu Zal continues, V'zeh Perushoi. Now we'll explain what the Gemara said. If a person wants to pour wine on the Mizbeach, meaning, Horoitze Lahamlich Ulahamshil Ulahamtik Hadinim. This means if a person wants to govern and rule and mitigate the Midas Hadin, the Midas Hadin is the Mizbeach, and again, we'll show that soon. We'll come back to that. Have a Mizbeach is Midas Hadin. Rabbeinu Zal shows us later, he quotes a pasuk, Zivchu Zivchei Tzedek, offer sacrifices of Tzedek. And Tzedek, we know, is always Din, Midas Hadin. There's a pasuk, Tzedek Lefonov Yahalech, your righteousness walks before you. Walks is the legs, which we said is where the Midas Hadin attaches itself. So if a person wants to rule and mitigate the Midas Hadin, Al Yedei Shoroshom, by going up to the root of the Midas Hadin, Shehu Yayin HaMesameach, which is this wine of joy, Ma Yaseh, how do you accomplish that? Eitzo Al Zeh, the advice for this is, Yemale Groinom, to fill the throats of Talmidei Chachamim with wine. Rabbeinu Zal says, how? Al Yedei Rikudin, Oy Al Yedei Pidyon. This is accomplished through dancing or by giving the Pidyon Nefesh, Kemoy Shemu V'Lael, which we discussed earlier, or now we're giving you a third method, Gam Al Yedei Miloy Groinam, also by filling the throats of Talmidei Chachamim with wine, through that also, Nimtak Hadin. The din is sweetened. Now, just to deviate for a moment, Rabbeinu Zal doesn't mention it here, but it's mentioned in other places, in Likut Imran and other Torahs, that the word Goroin, Gimel Reish Vav Nun, throat, is Bigimatria three times Elohim, which represents like the three judges in a Bezin. The word Goroin, throat, represents Midas Hadin. And we know the throat is a place of tremendous constriction, very tightness. Person has a tightness, there's a lot of stuff packed into the throat. Notice you have the head, which is large, you have the body, which is sort of large, and then you have the throat, which is this narrow place which connects the head to the rest of the body. So the throat represents a form of Midas Hadin. And again, by giving wine, Yayin HaMisameach, to Talmidei Chachamim, that's one of the ways of sweetening the Midas Hadin. Now Rabbeinu Zal adds another piece. V'zeh pirish Talmidech. You know what? Maybe we'll hold it over here for now. With this is quite heavy, and I'd like to absorb and digest this. Im Yitz Hashem Bli Neder, next week we'll review this a little bit and try to make it even clearer, and we'll put the finishing touches. The next part of the Torah sort of reviews and brings it all together. We'll do that, we'll cover that in the next shiur, if it's okay. Any questions before we close?
Thank you, Rabbi Naiman.
Sure. Again, these are deep concepts. If anybody wants, I would suggest very strongly to say the tefillah in Likutei Tefillos on this Torah. I myself said it today. And again, that adds some clarity in simplifying many of the concepts that we touched on here, and I hope in Yitz Hashem the next shiur will review and clarify and complete this Torah. Yitz Hashem. Baruch Hashem. All the best.